Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. According to Snopes.com, the Postal Service reported to Congress in 2012 that 600-plus buildings are earmarked for disposal, with 40 buildings up for sale to help reduce its deficit. In the year 2011, the C.B. Richard Ellis Group, now the CBRE Group, the world's largest commercial real estate services firm, was awarded an exclusive contract to sell Postal Service properties for a commission of 2 to 6%. In June of 2013, the USPS Office of Inspector General issued an audit report stating that, quote, outsourcing real estate management services to one supplier is a fundamental change from how the Postal Service previously managed its real estate portfolio, unquote. The report points out several conflicts of interest concerns. Maximum contract values are not listed. The contracting officer did not properly approve contract payments or appoint contracting officer's representatives to monitor contract performance, or ensure services were provided, making it difficult for the Postal Service to determine if the outsourcing effort will be effective in reducing costs. Other concerns exist because the contractor provides a range of property values to negotiate a lease and receives commission from the lessor based on the property value negotiated. The contractor acts on behalf of the Postal Service in negotiating a lease, and the contractor can also represent the lessor. The Postal Service established a targeted incentive for reduced lease rates, but in the first year of the contract did not meet the target. In addition, facilities officials did not establish a maximum contract amount, posing the risk of escalating contract costs. Officials increased contract funding from $2 million to $6 million, and as of February of this year, contract payments exceeded $3 million. In fiscal year 2012, employees not appointed contracting officers' representatives certified $1.7 million for invoices, including $1.1 million for services requested and certified by the same individual, which presents an increased risk of fraud. All this adds up to an increased risk to the Postal Service's finances and reputation. The word now is that 56 buildings are up for sale, which equates to approximately $19 billion. CBRE Group stands to make a profit of somewhere in the neighborhood of $950 million to $1.1 billion. Oh, by the way, the chairman of the CBRE Group, the largest commercial real estate firm in the world, is Richard Blum. Recognize the name? He is the husband of our illustrious U.S. Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. Small world, isn't it? Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.